And commentaries are for entertainment only. The views and opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We are at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at KFARradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruse. My format, it's a Monday. It's usually business economics, but since we are 1 week, 8 hours, 53 minutes to the close of an election, this week on today, I have in the studio with me, candidate Kelly Nash, District 31. Tomorrow I will have Van Lawrence, candidate, District 32. And on Wednesday I'm going to have Senator Pascavan, who is against a constitutional convention. I've had the pro convention, now I'm giving constitutional convention. I still got to get one more person from District 31, get all the District 31 people doing. In here on, but this morning, Kelly Nash, candidate, how you doing?
I'm good, Mayor. Thanks for having me today.
No problem.
How's that sound?
I'm still getting used to that. Mm-hmm. It just, I still go by, hey you.
Hey you, Mayor.
Yeah. Boy, running for State House. Congratulations. Condolences. How's it going?
You know, it's crazy. It's a lot of work, but it's something that needs to be done. You know, you can only be a couch screamer for so long. You can only stand on the corner for so long. You can only send so many emails for so long and phone calls before you actually have to do something.
Absolutely right. And Fairbanks, we're going to start over again because, as usual, I didn't have the right button on. Upper management came and said, David, I said, oh, that's right. You know, okay, here we go. Fairbanks, welcome. It's a Monday where today I have Kelly Nash, candidate District 31, in the building with me. Tomorrow I have Van Lawrence, State House candidate District 32. And then on Wednesday I have Mr. Pascavan. He is going to be talking about the convention. He's not against constitutional convention. And so I apologize about not having the right button on at the right time after 6 years of doing this. Who's perfect?
None of us. Absolutely none.
So, Kelly Nash, you are running for State House.
I am.
Big step.
Huge.
Lots of work.
Yep.
So, you're running for State House. Your mom, grandmother, have a business.
Mm-hmm.
Involved in other things.
Founder of Interior Patriots.
Give a busy person a job,
mm-hmm.
Get out of their way.
Yep. So, you know, I've never really been political,
mm-hmm.
You know. Just kind of know what's right and what's wrong. And when our state got shut down and I was told I was non-essential, along with many others that were told we weren't essential by the White House, I don't care who was in office at the time.
Yeah.
It's everyone's essential. And, you know, you can only scream from the couch, send so many emails, you know, before you actually have to put your money where your mouth is. And so that's what I'm doing.
You know, I remember when I ran for my first time, it's something you think about. And then you're saying to yourself, should I do it? Should I do it? And there's a couple types of people. I'm like yourself. You say to yourself, I can do a better job. Versus someone who says, well, I want to get elected for the fame. There's a couple types.
No fame.
Yeah. Well, there's a couple people. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not you.
No, absolutely not. No. Prior to deciding to run for office, you know, the big thing was just trying to get our state open, you know, and what was happening to our children. You know, the big thing that was happening to our children in the school and the community being so divided over it, you know. We have God-given rights, and the Constitution, you know, solidifies that, and they were all stripped away from every single one of us. And that's not how America is supposed to run. So
not edicts from Pennsylvania Avenue.
I've been there, as everyone knows.
That's right.
Yeah. I went twice. Yeah. No, I didn't go to the Capitol the second time. So there you go. But, you know, I decided to stand up and fight, not just for me, but for my kids, my grandkids, for absolutely everyone, even the people that dislike me because of the fight that I have,
mm-hmm.
you know, because freedom is where it's at. If we don't have that, we don't have anything. And right now the hammer is coming down hard.
You're running for State House District 31.
Mm-hmm.
So you are in the city limits of Fairbanks, everything to the west of Steese Expressway.
Correct. It's this side of the Johansson and this side of University. And then there's a little gerrymandering on the corner of College and University.
Yeah.
And then Van
Horn. Go down
Horn's
Davis,
yeah.
Take a right.
Yeah. Yeah. It was slick.
We have some unique city limits.
We do. It's weird because Fred Meyer West is in my district, and no one lives in the parking lot.
They were, what did they do? They
it was so they'd pay the taxes.
15 years ago, and they said, they incorporated that in because they said, we send you police and fire.
Mm-hmm.
That was the reason given. That doesn't mean that's what they really wanted to include it in. My thought is, like, you follow the money.
Right. Oh, absolutely. Always.
Follow the real
Always
estate taxes.
Follow the money.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, you know, during, I've been able to gather the people that, you know, have been silent, that didn't know how to stand up and didn't know how to get out there and, you know, fight for their kids or fight for their freedom or, you know, everyone that had the mandate where they had to get the, you know, the vaccine that didn't want it. And I give them a voice, you know. So someone asked me, what are you going to do, Kelly, if you don't win? And if I don't win, I'm not going to stop fighting
Just
for
continue
everyone.
What you're doing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, we have a lot of issues in our schools, which thank God Melissa Burnett is in there. Woohoo!
She gets seated today at noon.
I know. I'm going to be there for it.
I'm walking over there with you.
Nice.
It's right down the street here.
Yeah. But, you know, there's and in the city of Fairbanks, you know, Dave, I want to thank you for your help because I had a crack house two houses down. And it was really hard to get rid of it, you know. And, you know, I drive around and I see all the people walking. I sit and literally watch the drug deals happen. You know, my corner store is on 23rd Avenue. I go talk to the cashiers there every day, find out what's going on. That's how I find out what's happening on our streets.
Yeah, you called me up one time about some issues going on that store,
yeah,
too.
It's bad.
Yeah, and got the police go over there. And I drive by it on your house. You know, wasn't elected.
Nope.
Taking the time, drive by it, take a look at it, make some phone calls, do a plan, put pressure on the owner, put pressure on the tenants.
Yeah.
This too will not pass. This must cease and desist and stop.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm hoping, you know, one of the things that I would like to see happen is, you know, the city of Fairbanks get back to some sort of drug-free zone.
Yeah.
That'd be amazing.
You know, you're an activist,
mm-hmm.
a good one, and you've called me up three times about issues that have been quite important.
Mm-hmm.
You don't waste a phone call.
No.
It's more of a, we have an issue in this position or this property or this item going on right now.
Yeah, there's no time for small talk when it comes to issues. You just got to get in there.
Yeah, so I listen to what it is, and I've never disagreed. And I've always said, okay, what can I do?
And I appreciate that.
But also what you do is you bring a, like you said, a lot of people who wouldn't know what to do and where to do it at. And you're able to take those complaints or worries and say, this is how you do it. This is where you go. This is what you do. And you address it. You start addressing other people's issues.
Mm-hmm.
Well, much needed.
Absolutely, because like I said prior to this, I wouldn't have known where to go, who to email. I mean, absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
You know, and once you realize those little steps, and then, you know, I started telling people, teaching people how to do this, because I had a great teacher also, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's the power of the people, you know, and it's our voices that should matter. You know, it's our voices that should not fall on deaf ears. We elect people to run for us and work for us. And when that stops happening, you know, I mean, they should not be reelected.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to KFER Radio. We're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. I have Kelly Nash, House candidate, District 31, in the studio with me. If you have a question for her, give us a call. Back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Hi, I'm Sarah, and I'm part of a typical Alaska family. We fish on the Kasilaf, hunt off the Denali Highway, and work here in Anchorage. It's why I'm glad Mary Peltola is representing us in Congress. Just like Don Young, Mary's been a representative for all of Alaska, working with both parties to create jobs and develop our natural resources, like the Willow Project. And she's continuing Don's work on the Magnuson-Stevens Fisheries Bill. Don even brought Mary to D.C. as an expert witness on Alaska's fisheries. Mary is a lifelong Alaskan who hunts and fishes, she's a gun owner, and believes in personal privacy, especially with reproductive health care. She thinks that's none of the government's business. Please vote Mary Peltola for Congress. She's pro-fish, pro-family, pro-jobs, and pro-choice.
Paid for by Vote Alaska Before Party. VoteAlaskaBeforeParty.com. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Vote Alaska Before Party is responsible for the content of this advertising.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Weather brought to you by The Woodway, your steel outdoor power equipment dealer for interior Alaska. See the full line of steel products at The Woodway today. The Alaskan way. The right way. The Woodway.
KFAR weather.
Chance for snow today. Otherwise, cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Highs level off around 8 above. Northerly winds around 5 miles per hour. 4 below tonight, mainly cloudy. Highs around 6 above. Tomorrow, more clouds and sun. Chance for snow Wednesday and Thursday, 18. Wednesday, 12. Thursday. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Pruse in the studio here with Kelly Nash. She is State House Representative candidate, District 31. And we have a phone call. You ready?
Of course.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio with Kelly Nash, and your name is?
Survey to inform you that we found some suspicious activities on your identity card.
Oh, you have an identity card.
Your identity card has been compromised.
This is great. You didn't come in on the regular number, but this is great, you know.
Yeah,
call us and give us your identity card number.
Yeah, that's funny.
That was so good. Apropos.
Only me.
No, I was going to say that was me. Oh, yeah. Well, so much for that phone call. That came in on the third line going, that never happens, and there it was. You're having a wonderful race.
I am. It's, being a hairdresser for, almost 31 years now, my biggest thing is people. Always has been.
Okay, rule number one, my sister-in-law is a hairdresser. Never get the hairdressers mad at you.
No.
Don't do it.
No, but you know what? I do have to say that it's sad because I saw a lot of my clients left me because I kept my doors open during COVID.
Yeah.
You know, and it's, I mean, it kind of hurt, you know, but that's okay. I'm surviving. I'm doing good. And I'll never stop standing behind the chair.
Yeah.
I love it. In fact, I keep joking and saying I'm probably going to die behind the chair. But, you know, one of my favorite parts about campaigning is going door to door. You know, people have a lot to say out there, you know, and I thought one of the first things that was going to be on everyone's mind was the PFD, which it is, you know, it's right there. But, you know, it's inflation, it's gas prices,
school,
it's food prices. It's the schools.
Yeah.
The schools is, I mean, that is a huge one right now. And, I mean, I have my thoughts on that, but, you know, I'm just going to keep that to myself right now.
You know, I always look at it and say, on something like that, it's not my alley, it's not my lane, but when it comes to my real estate taxes that I pay.
Yeah, absolutely.
I want it spent correctly and for education.
Absolutely. Well, and for education, which would mean reading, writing, arithmetic.
Not social justice.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You know, not indoctrination. You know, we have a lot of people here in the borough that don't even have kids, that have their little paws into our school board and our schools. And, you know, they have really bad motives, you know. And we have proof of this.
Well, I always look at... Look at the budgets. You know, the biggest one's federal. Then you have your state. Then you have your university. And when it comes to a municipal budget, the biggest municipal budget is a school district. You know, so you're going to have a lot of people trying to influence that because of the size of the budget.
Absolutely.
With the state of Alaska, with your running, you have that budget. You have many, many, many different areas that encompass the state.
Many.
What have you been hearing when you've been walking?
Oh my gosh. Well, like I said, you know, school choice is a big one. You know, people want to take the funding away from the schools. You know, right now we're ranked 50 for our kids' reading.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, somebody's not doing their job, you know, and when you don't do your job correctly, what happens? You get fired, you know? You can't be a slacker. You can't be on your phone while you're working. You know, I mean, there's lots of rules that go along with that.
You know, I've always said that for proper education, we have great teachers. It takes a teacher and a parent.
And a parent, absolutely.
Those two that are involved with the student.
Well, and what's happened over time is that they've made it so that both parents have to work.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, they go in at 8 and they're done at 6, you know, and so over time we did... And we have used, not that school as a daycare, but we figured we'd go take our kids, you know, they're gonna learn what they're supposed to learn, and we can do their homework at night with them. And then all of a sudden, it flipped a switch, and we're like, what do you mean you don't know how to read this? Like, sound it out. You don't know how to work with a group of people. You don't know how to use a dictionary. So then, of course, us as parents, I can only speak for myself, I felt like I was failing. But as a single mom, I mean, I had to work a lot. So I expected the teachers to teach because I'm not a teacher, you know.
For me, it's not them teaching. It's what they get to teach and how they get to teach.
And it seems that they can literally teach anything they want because no one has struck DEI or CRT out of the syllabus.
There you go.
It's all in the language, you know. It's not the language. We got to change the language. The language has to be changed in these bills. You know, these teachers have to be told, you know, that anything political, unless you are in a political class, should just.
Does that come from the teacher? Or does that come from the organization, the body, the school district?
Well,
the policies thereof.
I think. It's a combination with the district, the school board, and the NEA. And as far as I'm concerned, I'd like to see the NEA just booted out of our state, to be honest with you.
They are
trouble.
Well, they're not about education.
No, absolutely not.
Ready for a phone call?
Sure.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio with Kelly Nash, and your name is?
Hey, it's Rick.
Hello, Rick.
You know, my kids are all adults, and I'm not speaking for anybody else, but I'm really frustrated, and I'm not one of these gay haters and all this stuff.
Neither am I.
And I don't want to come across as that, please. I know somebody's going to throw a rock at me for saying this stuff.
It's okay.
But I see it enough, and it's the distraction from school. I have grandkids that come home. They're too young to know what this stuff even is, and they're talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Good Lord, I mean, I don't even understand it. And I'm not the top pencil in the, sharpest pencil in the box, but, you know, a lot of this, let's get back to just the 3 R's. And we're not doing it. And the federal government's in it, the school board's in it. Everybody's got their fingers in it because it's a money thing. You know, I'm not going to give you money unless you this or allow this. You know, sharing locker rooms, sharing bathrooms. I don't want that. I want my kids, my grandkids to go to school and learn and come home. And as far as homework and stuff, I've actually had parents tell me when I do homework with my wife does. Why? Just do the paperwork for them and have them sign it and turn it in. What are we teaching these kids when you do that?
Well, we're not.
When you become available for a job, get an admin assistant.
Right.
We're definitely not teaching them how to be independent learners, because they started doing this quite a few years ago when my daughter, who's now in high school, was in elementary school. They all were, you know, learning in a circle, which is fine. But, you know, when she was in elementary school, they were also teaching her how to read with headphones on and a computer. And I had to tell them, no, put her on the floor with a book. So they're taking away the independence of it. They stopped handing out homework to where I would, you know, go in and ask for packets so that she could learn how to do independent learning and do homework. And now here we are in high school, and she still doesn't have homework.
Yeah, I have a friend of mine. My wife makes my granddaughter read half an hour before school. She's 6 years old. Half mm-hmm. an hour reading before school every morning.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
And stay with her. I have another friend of mine. Because I used to give my grandkids, hey, you bring home an A, you get this amount. You bring home a B, you get this amount. You bring home a C. And they've been failing lately, so I don't have to pay them. My friend says, well, that's good for you. You got more money. The whole idea is who's going to run this place when I'm too old to run this place?
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Huh?
Yeah, no, I agree.
Excuse my 2 cents. I'm sorry.
No, okay, I appreciate Rick. The phone call.
Yeah, it's okay, Rick. No problem, buddy. You have a good afternoon. Good talking to you again. Yeah, and, you know, education is a very passionate item, and you're just going to find that. And, you know, like you said, Kelly, we're basically not dead last, we're the very dead last
mm-hmm.
in the state of Alaska on our educational system, yet at the same time you have very many wonderful, talented educators. You have the number 2 per person budget in America. So what's wrong in the equation? We talked about it.
Yeah.
Fairbanks, we are going to take a commercial break. You're going to get some bumper music. It's Billy Joel. I have no idea what this is, but Billy Joel's pretty cool. We're going to have some Fox News, some state news, some commercials, some weather, and we'll be back.
On KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
The Supreme Court hearing arguments today on whether race-based college admission policies should be overturned.
There are two separate cases here. Overall, affirmative action is an issue that affects millions of students across the country. They started with a case out of the University of North Carolina. One deals also with Harvard University.
Fox's David Spunt in Washington, D.C. The Biden administration supports the school policies, saying they're beneficial in helping curb racial inequality. A carbon dioxide leak at Los Angeles International Airport early Monday, making four people sick.
We want to get things back up and running as quick as possible. We don't want to rush a hazardous materials incident, so we're working to make sure that everyone is going to be safe.
That's LA Fire Department Public Information Officer Captain Eric Scott. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
Alaska's news source reports that early in-person voting is underway for the November 8th general election in Alaska, including in Anchorage, Eagle River, Fairbanks, Homer, Juneau, Nome, Palmer, Soldotna, and Wasilla. Absentee in-person voting requires voters to complete an absentee in-person oath and affidavit envelope, which will be reviewed by the division and a bipartisan review board to determine voter eligibility, the Division of Elections website states. More information on the rules and regulations and what is required to vote early is available on the Division of Elections website. The University of Alaska Museum of the North will hold its Halloween at the museum celebration today from 4 till 6 p.m. See bones, bugs, bats, and birds, meet staff, and learn about collections and explore galleries. Costumes are encouraged. Admission is free, with donations of canned food for the Fairbanks Community Food Bank being requested. For more information about the museum's programs and events, visit their website at uaf.edu/museum or call 907-474-7505.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
He's a neighbor, a friend, a local kid, our mayor. That's what folks say about Jim Matherly. Jim's been a mainstay in business and public service since he was a young man, right here in Fairbanks. Six kids and even a grandkid later, Jim's still working hard for us. And that's why he'd like your support for state senate. He knows inflation hasn't helped our finances. Some of us are really struggling. We need more jobs, a reliable PFD. Add in public safety and health care and education, and suddenly it's pretty clear. We need new leadership in Juneau. Jim Matherly is just the kind of fellow to change our course and make life better. So by November 8th, make sure you vote for Jim Matherly for state senate, because he cares. And Jim wants to keep helping our community get back on track.
Paid for by Jim Matherly for state senate.
Freeze your fat away without surgery or downtime with Cool Sculpting, an FDA-approved, non-surgical, cool way to treat muffin top, belly fat, bra, leg, and chin fat. The only Cool Sculpting in Interior Alaska is Solstice Medicine and Wellness. From your chin to your legs, don't just fight the fat, freeze it. Cool Sculpting makes fitting into your favorite fashions an attainable goal. You owe it to yourself to look your best. Call for your free consultation. Call Solstice Medicine and Wellness, 907-456-6334. 907-456-6334.
Changeover season is just around the bend, and what better way to celebrate than by cruising into Alyeska Tire for a new set of Nokian winter tires. We're proud to carry some of the most popular premium tires on the market. Models like Nokian's Hakkapeliitta R4, the Hakkapeliitta 10, even the Hakkapeliitta 10 EV. We see you, EV drivers. Alyeska Tire, we're always with you.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM.
And streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Pruz and Sarah here with Kelly Nash. Tomorrow is Van Lawrence, and Wednesday is Joe Pascavan. And Friday, trying to get the other candidate for District 31 next Friday or Monday. And that way, I've completed my state races. You know, you can't do them all. You cannot do them all. Sarah Palin never called me up. Mary Petola never called me up. Tara Sweeney, she was a great interview. Yeah. Really like and respected her. Nick Begich has been a frequent flyer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, Governor Dunleavy, Governor Walker has been on the most as a governor. Les Guerra, they contacted me, and there was never heard back. Mm-hmm. So you're trying to get everyone lined up. You know you're not going to have enough time. So thank you for being on the show with me.
You should call Ruben McNeil. Have him do Friday.
I believe he's been on here.
Yeah, once.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's get him. He can be a frequent flyer.
I only got a few more days.
I
As
know.
A matter of fact, I've got 7 days, 8 hours, and 34 minutes.
Oh,
but who's
God.
Counting? Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's for
right.
you.
TikTok.
That's for you.
TikTok. TikTok.
So what's next in your campaign?
What's next in my campaign?
Yeah. What are you doing next? Is there street signs?
So, oh,
is there
yeah, yeah,
door
yeah.
knocking?
So
any forums?
You know, more door knocking, getting people out there in the cold to wave signs, following up with emails that I've gotten from my website, you know, working also.
Yeah.
And
there is a work issue. Yeah, I got to pay the bills.
Yeah, that thing.
And there's the mom issue.
And the mom issue.
And the grandmother issue.
In fact, today and tomorrow is parent-teacher conferences. So that's fun.
You know, if you're a Fairbanks and when you have a job and three other entities that you do stuff with,
mm-hmm.
whatever it is,
yeah.
you, two to three, that's a Fairbanks in.
Yeah. I mean, you got to, what else are you going to do in the wintertime? You know, we got to stay busy in the wintertime so that we can slack off in the summertime.
Yeah, that way we can mow our lawn at 10 o'clock in the evening.
Yeah, I haven't mowed my lawn. I've been too busy. In fact, this summer is, my yard has never looked as bad as it did this summer due to, you know, other
everything
obligations.
You're doing. Yeah, everything you're doing.
Yeah.
So out of the campaign, what's the most favorite thing you like doing?
Door knocking. Door knocking, talking to people. Yep. Rallying the people. I answer my phone for literally anyone. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I've gotten phone calls from all over the state because even though I'm running in District 31, you know, I'd be representing, you know, I'm all
City
the state,
limits, yep.
you know, and my vote is going to affect everyone, mm-hmm. you know. So, phone calls constantly, emails constantly, text messages constantly, you know, and just the people. You know, hearing them. I mean, I'm on the page, on the same page with, you know.
How many questionnaires 90%. Have you, how many questionnaires have you filled out?
Okay, well, so let me tell you. Some of them I refuse to do because I do not, I don't agree with their platform whatsoever.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know, so I won't do that.
But, okay, requested. How many, I mean.
How many surveys have I done?
It's a plethora.
It is. It's ridiculous. And so, I don't know. I've probably done. Maybe 20. Yeah, because...
Maybe
yeah,
20.
You know,
maybe 20
maybe 20
surveys.
Yeah, yeah, because, like I said, I don't... If I get a survey and I don't know who it is, I go and I research it before I just go start answering questions, you know? And if I don't agree with their platform, I'm not going to answer their questions.
There is one that I didn't do. I didn't do the Planned Parenthood survey.
Oh, yeah, no. Well, and that was the other thing, too, is Alaska Family Council didn't endorse me.
Yeah. but I did surveys, and I knew they weren't going to endorse me. I knew they weren't going to endorse me. And I went to interviews, and I knew they weren't going to endorse me.
Mm-hmm.
But I said, guess what? You know, every interview I went to everyone.
Yeah.
And but hey.
To each their own.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, there was a few candidate forums that I didn't go to here in town, and it's because I don't believe in their platform.
You know, it was funny. I went to this one, and a person was in there. He was a gentleman I know. We're friends, somewhat. And he's the chairman of the Democratic Party.
Mm-hmm.
And he's an attorney for the NEA. And he'd already given money to my opponent. And he was one of the people in there asking me questions.
Mm-hmm.
And he was being polite. He wasn't asking me any question. But at the end of every question, I'd say, you know, so-and-so, is anything else on that? He'd go, nope, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
we were having fun with it.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. No, it's, I've gone down so many avenues in the last 2.5 years, you know, with constant research
mm-hmm.
about so many different things that, you know, wasting my time on some of these candidate forums or these surveys wouldn't matter.
You know, you're hitting it right on the head. What I always realize as a candidate, you're going to run out of time. And you're
mm-hmm.
always going to say to yourself, if I would have had more time, I would have done this.
Yeah.
So you're trying to do time management.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And I mean, like, I didn't go to the NAACP forum, candidate forum, and there was a reason for that. It's not because I don't believe in what they stand for, but, you know, they brought Black Lives Matter to Fairbanks, and that is not something, that is not an organization that I will ever, ever get behind, you know? I didn't do the League of Women Voters because their motives are not in line with, you know, anything that's right as far as I believe, you know? So, you know, I've gotten ragged on a little bit about that, but I don't really care.
I did both, and I knew they weren't going to endorse me.
Yeah, right? I know. I had better things to do that night.
and it was when I did League of Women Voters. You know, I walk in there and saw the first couple rounds. They had the borough assembly and the school district, and they had the borough city mayor. And so I get up there, and I'm on the stage with Valerie, and I, in front of all of them, I pull out my phone, and me and Valerie do a selfie together.
Yeah.
And then they give you, you know, your minute to say who you are and what you are, and this is like me and Valerie's sixth, seventh forum together.
Right.
so
let alone knowing each other your entire lives.
so I'm going first, and I look out in the crowd, and I go, I'm David Prues, and running for city mayor, and I know all you, and you all know me, so I'm not going to expound upon that. Yeah, but I want to thank you, League of Women Voters, for taking the time to try and educate everyone on ranked choice voting.
Except that they call it a democracy.
I didn't go there. I tried, thank you for educating, trying to educate everyone on a very confusing subject, and I wouldn't wish that on anyone.
No, it's awful.
And I had people come up to me afterward and say, only you could think of do something like that and get away with it. That was incredible. don't tell it by yourself. Just thank everyone for what they're doing.
Yeah. Did you know that actually my group, Interior Patriots, got ranked choice voting kicked out of the borough? They tried to implement it here.
Yeah.
And we hammered them with emails and phone calls, and they were so shocked at that nobody wanted it that they just said, okay.
Congratulations and thank you. And, you know, there are still some people on that assembly that still want that.
Oh, yeah. Yes, there are.
It gets interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So what have been your themes in your campaign?
My themes? Well, I mean,
What are you working on? When you knock on a door, you got 30 you got 30 seconds. They open up the door. What are you about, Kelly Nash?
Well, the first thing I ask them is that, you know, what is your main issue right now with the way our world is going, our state, because what's happening in the lower 48 is also happening here, you know, and that's when I was saying earlier, you know, I met a woman that works for UAF and her entire retirement is nearly gone, you know, gas prices, let alone, you know, having, I mean, it's the fact that our gas prices and our home heating fuel is as high as it is, I mean,
self-imposed.
Self-government
imposed. Yeah.
Exactly. But, you know, when I'm done talking to them, you know, it usually ends up taking about 20, 25 minutes, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, they always are so excited by the time we're done. They're giving me a hug. They're telling me which houses to go to, you know. And my cell phone number and my address is right out there. I'm completely, you know, out there.
Yeah.
You know, easy to get a hold of. And I always get follow-up questions. One of the text messages I got afterwards was asked if I was a Christian. And I replied with yes. And they responded with, you are the only candidate that's answered that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I always say I was baptized at the Immaculate Conception.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I live two blocks from where I was baptized.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's how I put it.
That's a big thing to a lot of people right now because it's such a fight, you know, between good and bad right now, you know?
You know, it seems like there's always been an oppression on certain aspects of your private life.
Mm-hmm.
And religion's private.
Absolutely.
And so why are you going to try and oppress something in my private life? It's my choice.
Well, you know, now if you are a Christian and you believe, you know, in good, you know, you get the title Christian nationalist or extremist. Have you heard that yet?
No, they're not going to tell that to me. But
anyway, that's what they're doing.
Ready for a phone call?
Oh, absolutely.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio with Kelly Nash, and your name is? Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio with Kelly Nash, and your name is?
Well, good morning, David. This is Mark Ames in care of the Alaska Freedom Council. Appreciate your guest, Kelly Nash, and the fact that she helped found the Interior Patriots at a very good time. I hope all your listeners will vote for her. She's been a real servant to the Interior community, speaking on issues that would otherwise victimize us. I'm wanting to encourage everyone to vote for the Constitutional Convention. It's time.
Mm-hmm.
We have the monopoly broke on our education, subjecting these innocent kids to this barbarianism by educrats, secular humanists. They're actually priests, pagan priests of the state. We also need to have the full original statutory PFD codified in our Constitution, and we need to vote for our judges.
Mm-hmm.
And law enforcement, sheriffs. So our local law enforcement are just puppeteers. And I also would like to bring up the point of reciprocity. There should be some way that people that have been victimized by this cloaked hoax can get justice for these slow kill shots that they've been forced to have. Forcing the kill shots on people in Alaska should be absolutely unlawful and should be countered with some steel teeth of the law. Thank you very much for running, Kelly.
Thank you for the phone call, Mark.
And thank you, David. Thank you, and I hope you'll do a wonderful job with the city of Fairbanks.
I'm going to try and keep your streets plowed no matter what. You take care, buddy. Good talking to you. You have a good day. Bye. And Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Hi, I'm Scott Kawasaki. 4 years ago, I made a commitment that as your senator, I would cut through the partisan gridlock, work hard, and get things done. That's what I've done for you each and every day. I committed to fight for your PFD, and this year I helped deliver the largest dividend in history. I get it. The dividend belongs to the people of Alaska, not the politicians in Juneau, and I'm not going to stop until we protect the PFD for future generations. I pledged to stand up for our military, and this year passed a bill to cut the red tape to help military families find jobs in Alaska. And last year I passed a bill to address suicide, especially for our armed service members. I promised to lower property taxes for Fairbanks families, and this year I passed an amendment to give the city the tools they need to provide property tax relief for Fairbanks homeowners. I'm Scott Kawasaki, and I humbly ask for your vote, because you deserve a senator who works hard and gets the job done.
Paid for by Friends of Scott Kawasaki, 2008 Carr Avenue, Fairbanks, 99709.
So you miss Camper Valley RV showing at the Go Winter Expo? No problem. The Camper Valley RV Show continues from now till November 20th at the Old Kmart on Airport Way. That's plenty of time for you to check out the latest RVs in person. All RVs will be fully prepped and ready for on-site delivery. True four-season outdoor RVs, Prowler, North Trail, Sport Trek, Torque Toy Haulers, Motorhomes, and more with on-site financing up to 180 months. All at the Camper Valley RV Show at the Old Kmart till November 20th. Don't miss it. For more info, visit campervalleyrv.com.
For more than 40 years, the Fairbanks Ear, Nose, and Throat Clinic has taken care of the Fairbanks community. From the thousands of patients cared for by our team of medical professionals to the nonprofits and community programs we support and sponsor, we want to make Fairbanks the best it can be. We're open and ready to serve you right now for any ailments of the head, neck, ear, sinus, or throat. To book an appointment or to find out more, you can log on to fairbanksent.com or call 456-7768. Fairbanks Ear, Nose, and Throat Clinic. Building community. Helping people. Changing lives.
Weather brought to you by Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing, offering 24-hour service from Salcha to Nanana and no mileage charge on callouts. The Bigfoot with the helping hand. Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing.
KFAR weather.
Chance of snow this afternoon. Otherwise, mainly cloudy skies expected. High temperatures reach out to 8 above. Winds out of the northwest around 5 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies again. Tonight, lows level off around 4 below. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Tomorrow, highs level off around 6 above. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. Kelly Nash in the studio here with me. Candidate, District 31. I've got to get Maxine on still. Van will be on tomorrow. I've had Bart on. I've had Will on. So Maxine is the final one to get that rounded out. I'll try and get Scott on.
Oh, yeah.
I've had Jim on. And so, hey, that way it's just, you know, you got, with this ranked choice voting, you got four people running in every group. So trying to get everyone on has just been problematic.
Well, yeah, 35. Well, you did have five candidates in 35, but now you have four candidates in 35.
Yeah, one person was kicked off the island.
Exactly, yeah. And
I've had all them on. I've had those four on.
Yeah.
So
Kronk, have you had Kronk on?
No, I've not had Kronk. He's in District 36.
What about Elijah? Bernhagen.
I believe that he was on with, whatchamacallit?
Mike.
Yeah. Yeah. Had him on, yeah. And I've not had Click on.
Yeah.
I've not had Click on. But, boy, you're just looking at it, you're saying, with a governor's race, a Senate race, U.S. House race.
It's been busy.
Yeah, I've had Kelly on a couple times. I've not had Lisa on. But
which is fine.
Well, to me, it's there's so many. If they reach out to me, yeah, we'll schedule you. Mm-hmm. If you don't reach out to me.
Yeah. I think I stopped you in your car and Fred Meyers.
No,
or you stopped me.
I stopped you, yeah.
Which, roll
down
by the way,
I was getting ready to call you. And there you are. Go, okay, this is so cool.
See, it was meant to be.
Yeah.
The vandalism that was done on your car, did you ever get that fixed? Because I thought it looked kind of cool.
Yes, I did.
Oh, I liked it.
And if it would have been blue, the silver and blue of the Dallas Cowboys would have been on my car. But
true.
No, it was silver and black of the Oakland, the
yeah,
Las Vegas
like
Raiders.
Yeah. No.
So got it. The guy over at Splash and Dash,
mm-hmm.
I didn't touch it. He did. Did a great job. Got it all out. Got it all done. And then I had him do, for the first time ever, I had someone do an interior, you know, detail.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, I had a new car.
Yeah.
Shout out to Splash and Dash.
Splash and Dash is amazing.
Oh, you know, I looked at it, and I gave him a complaint. I said, you know, the only thing I don't like about this whole thing is I can't give you a tip on this bill, so I have to come back and give you a cash tip. And he looked at me and smiled. He goes, that's right. Oh, okay. No taxes. Okay, I like this.
Exactly. Yeah.
So
that's a big thing. Big thing right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see.
But got her cleaned.
That's good.
And it happened at my house.
You don't have a Ring doorbell camera thing?
No. But it really upset people in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
And so all of a sudden now I have two focused from other houses on my house.
Yeah.
But I had to have a long, stern talk with my dog, who was supposed to, you know, alert me to such things versus when to feed him.
That's what happens when you spoil them, though.
I know. It's my internal mm-hmm. policies mm-hmm. That did that.
Exactly. Exactly.
What the heck?
So what's the first thing you're going to do?
Budget.
Yeah?
Yeah. Went through, and we started our budget process this morning. Revenues, finance department. Got that done. And
we got any room for more cops?
Yeah. Fully funded 45 police officer positions. With all the department requests, I started out with a $506,000 deficit, and when I was done, I had a $1 million budget surplus.
Nice.
And no one got hurt.
Yeah.
There's no, just let's do this smart. Let's want to have a good surplus for snow events that happen in the future, so we can jump right on that, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
So, what with our state budget, if you're an elected official, what would your priorities be? Big question, I know.
That is huge. That is a huge question because there's
police.
There's, you
health,
know,
social services.
Well, you know. I have my own thoughts about DHSS, you know.
Oh, zero funding.
Oh, yeah. They need to be dismantled as far as I'm concerned. And I'm still all about hashtag Fire Ann's Inc., but that's just me. You know, it's all just a mess, and we have so much wasted money going to so many different things. I mean, no, I don't even know if everyone really knows where all the money is going. You know, I know that they dipped into our dividend, you know, which they're not supposed to do. And
my thought it would take for an elected person to know where the money is going, you'd have to sit on finance for about 6 years to really get a comprehensive understanding of it.
Absolutely. And even then, if, you know, there's so many deep pockets, little tiny corners here and there, you know.
We call those nuances.
Yeah, absolutely. So to really know where all the money's going, what it's really all being spent on, you know, that's like a deep, dark secret.
And then
the language. You got the language in there, and it's like, oh, no, that's not what that meant. Yeah. It meant this, you know.
Well, then you have our, say, $4.2 billion budget that comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have the federal government's $5 billion budget that comes in, and you're appropriating that too.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you have all these different hands in it, and then you have all these different committees, and you have all these different people that need to be paid, and then you have all these little, like I said, these little tiny veins that are going off everywhere, and no one knows where they lead to.
That's why I like city government.
Right? Small. I'm all about less government, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. And it's pretty clean. Went through the first thing today, and what I told them was, this is a budget. If you have any questions, my job and the staff's job is to make sure all your questions are answered. That way, there's no, and we're going into one aspect. I said, we're going to come again tomorrow on fire. Ask this again. It's basically, workman's comp, time off, things like that, how they accrue it. It takes about three renditions to understand what this means. And I said, my job is to make sure you understand it and know it. Whether you want to fund it or not is up to you, but you know the concept and where we're going. And that's what we're here to do. So,
you know, I sat and had a couple Zoom meetings with Donna Ardeen, who did the State of Alaska audit.
Mm-hmm.
And she is brilliant. I absolutely adore her.
Mm-hmm.
But she's super, super smart. Like, I mean, she's economics, you know? And so I had to ask her to dumb it down, because she has an understanding of where the money was going, where it was being spent on. But then,
but then
there was a lot of missing money that no one could explain where it went, you know? And so it's...
If you're an elected person, guess what? You get to chase down that rabbit hole and see where it went.
Exactly. Well, and with the collaboration of the people that I would be working for.
So it sounds like financial accountability is what
absolutely.
You want to say.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, this is the state of Alaska.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, that's the other thing, too, is our resources need to stay in Alaska, the money that they make.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, we should be keeping the royalties.
We have 1 minute left. How do you want to end it? Yeah, that's what that meant.
No,
1 minute
okay,
left.
Sorry.
Yeah, we're in our final minute.
Thank you for having me today. This was great.
Make me chase you down a parking lot.
I know.
As I'm calling you, there she is.
You know, if vote for me, Kelly Nash, District 31. I'm a fighter for the people. I've actually been this way since I was in elementary school. I've always called people out for when they're doing something wrong. And I just really care about the state and our country. And we need to have people in there that are willing to fight.
Kelly, thank you very much for being here. Thank you for taking the awesome responsibility and what it means in the work, the time out of your personal life to run for State House District 31. Wish you the best. You've been doing it great.
Thank you.
Keep at it, okay?
Absolutely.
Fairbanks, you have a great day. I will see you tomorrow with Van Lawrence.